Ejimaka na unu demma. I trust you all are well.
Otela kembwe. Ainhoro. It's been a long time since we've connected here on this platform. Thank you so much for everyone who has reached out to us to check in, see how we're doing, see if there will be new episodes, which is just reach out to say thank you and that you appreciate our work. It means so much to us. I also appreciate those who have offered some insight on things that they like and things that they would also like to see more of, or just new and different ideas. We take all of that input seriously to try and create a resource that can really be beneficial for all of us Igbo learners at different points in our journey. So this episode is to officially end season 3 as we are ushering in a new season. And there's so many things that we've been working on in our absence that I will tell you about, like our app, our conversation exchange program, our group lessons, books, and so much more. But so, just to kind of jump straight into the lesson, I would like to introduce the instructor, the lovely Odoziaku Juliet. Juliet is a native of Nimo in Njikotka local government area of Anambra State. She is presently based in Enugu State. She is a native Igbo speaker and an average Yoruba speaker. She is also an English language and literature teacher at a technical school while running her own personal business. She has also been teaching with us in our Igbo Conversation Exchange program for about 4 years now, and she is adored by her students for her commitment and her thoroughness. She's actually helped individuals get from rudimentary level of Igbo to intermediate level with her diligence. Juliet is not only adored by her learners, but me as well, as she is such an integral part of the Igbo podcast team. She's so helpful with lessons. She's also someone who I personally take my individual lessons with in our conversation exchange program, and is also a wonderful resource to ask different Igbo questions. With all of that being said, Juliet, no, welcome.
Ndewono, ndioma nege ntị. Daalụ nwada Ifunanya for having me here.
Thank you so much for being here on our first episode in so long. But like I said, this episode will end out our season 3 that has just been pending. And this episode is pretty special because what we'll be doing is an audio exercise. So I'm super excited about that. There's a podcast called Ikenga Nation, and it has a bunch of different types of audios and content that you can enjoy. But one of my favorites are their Akuko Ifo. Akuki Ifo. Biko, Juliet, ekutere mia?
Ikutere ya. Akuko Ifo. Ikutere ya.
Okay, Odema. So Akuki Ifo is basically folktales in Igbo language, and it's something that passes along different morals and different things, just as all folktales do in history. So actually, Juliet, I'll allow you to tell us a little bit about Akuki Ifo in the Igbo context before we jump in.
Okay, so Akuki Ifo, as if Naya mentioned, is known as folktales. In the Igbo culture, there are ways to, you know, engage children, educate children. So the Igbo people, especially the adults or the elders gather children and tell stories. And those stories are usually stories that teach moral lessons. So Akukifo has its moral lesson value, which it gives to children. And children enjoy it. So one thing about Akukifo is that some stories, some folktales, actually come along with songs, which also makes it more engaging with the children singing along. And some stories just come as stories without songs. So that is that on folktales.
Nice. And I think the one that we're listening to today does have a song, but let's see. But one thing about them, I think there's a traditional way that they start, right, Juliet? Like, I think it's like, Ufopa, no, never mind, I'm going to mess it up.
Exactly. That's a particular way we start Akukifo, is what we call a call and response approach. Okay. So the narrator will make a call and the listeners will make a response. So what we say usually is chapi, then the listeners will say war, right? So if Nanya, if I say chapi, what will you say?
War.
So it can go further by the narrator saying nketa nyara akpa, then the listener will say nsi agu no hia. This is actually a proverb, but it's still part of the engagement, the call and response approach. So we have shabi wo nketa nyara akpa nsi agu no hia. Yes.
So is that nsi agu no hia? Is that like a thing that's said in like many or all folk tales, or is it just, or can you choose a random proverb?
I think the proverb is something that is commonly said in most folk tales that I know. Okay, sometimes the Nketanyarakpa part is not mentioned, but the one that is mostly said is Shabi War. Shabi wo, that's the one that is common. But Nketanyarakpa is not common. It's commonly said mostly, but it can be exempted. But the call and response approach is usually Shabi wo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's Nketanyarakpa? So I know, I understand Nketa is dog. Yarakpa. Does it have anything to do with bag?
Good bag.
Okay.
So nyara is the verb that actually explains carrying or hanging over the shoulder. Okay. So when a dog is said to carry a bag by hanging it maybe over the shoulder or across the shoulder, it means that nse agu no hia. Can you guess what that means?
Hey, like poop is finished in the forest?
Exactly. Yes. So a local dog is known to eat poop. So when the dog is entering the bush with bag, you know that all the poop in the bush will finish. There will be nothing left for another dog to come and another local dog to come eat. So once he's carrying his bag, he's packing the poop and also eating as well. So that is what.
But so what's the greater meaning of that? That they used to, like, what does it have to do with the proverb or, I mean, the folktale?
Sincerely speaking, I really don't know why they say it when they tell the folktales have different subject matters. But I don't know why they chose that proverb for folktales. I don't know. Maybe because it's funny and children would find it funny when you say Nketanyarakpa. But I don't know if it's related to whatever story that is being told, because stories have different subject matter. But I don't think it's most to do with the story that will be told. It's just a call and response thing. Okay.
I see. And so for today, the Akukifo we'll be listening to, again, as I mentioned, is from Ikenga Nation, is another podcast that you can find streaming on all podcast services. We're actually going to go, they have some more recent audios, but we're going to go to one called Chiga Lurumogu. So what I'll start by doing is playing about, it's a 10-minute audio. I'll play the first 5 minutes and then we'll slowly go back line by line and try to break it down with Juliet. So I will try to explain what I understand. I'll give some space for you, the listener, to think it through as well. And we'll kind of work through this audio together. So I hope you all, this is something that I've really enjoyed doing with my lessons with Juliet and some of the other instructors in the Igbo podcast, Obodo Full Circle program. So I wanted to share it with you all. So, one kind video.
Ugbu a, ị na-ege Ikenga Nation podcast. Golibe.
Ọ dị otu akụkọ ọzọ m ga-akọrọ unu ugbu a. Akụkọ a bụ ihe gbasara otu nwa ogbenye nke aha ya bụ Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ. Ọ dị otu nwata aha ya bụ Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ. Nne na nna ya hụrụ ya n'anya rinne n'ihi na nwata a nwere àgwà ọma. Ọ na-erube isi na-ejekwa ozi nke ọma. Nne na nna ya nwere ala buru ibu. Ha na-akọkwa ọrụ ubi nke ọma. Otu ụbọchị, nne na nna Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ wee bilie n'isi ụtụtụ kwadosia ịga ọrụ, wee gwa Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ ka o chue mmiri, ọ nata mmiri, o sie nri n'ọkụ, rie nri tutu o butere ha nri nke ha n'ebe ha na-alụ ọrụ. Ka nwata mesịrị ihe niile nne ya gwara ya mee, o wee buru nri nke nne ya na nna ya gaba n'ubi ọrụ.
So I'll actually pause it there because it's definitely a wealth of things that she's saying, and I want to make sure that everyone's kind of following along. So I'll start again and we can kind of go line by line. Okay. So I think I heard audio to akụkọ ọzọ m ga-akọrọ unu ugbu a. Okay. Ọ dị otu. I don't really get why she said ọ dị otu, but what I understand from that line is that there is another story that I'll tell you all right now.
Exactly. So ọ dị otu is the same thing as ọ nwere otu.
Okay.
I believe it's a dialect from her. The narrator has her own dialect as well. So, Omweru Otu and Yotu. Yeah, both same.
Akụkọ a bụ ihe gbasara otu nwa ogbenye.
So, akụkọ a bụ ihe gbasara otu nwa ogbenye. So what I understand from that is that this story is something that is about Basara, about one or two Ogbenye. I don't know what Ogbenye means.
Ogbenye. Ogbenye means a poor person, a pauper.
Okay. Ogbenye. Okay. And so rich person is like Ogaranya or something.
Beautiful. So that Ogaranya is like the opposite of Ogbenye.
Okay.
Nke aha ya bụ Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ. Ọ dị otu nwata aha ya bụ Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ. Nne na nna ya hụrụ ya n'anya rinne.
And so she just says that the otu Ogbenye, the poor person that she's talking about, her name is Ahayabu Chiga Lurumawu. And that's, I missed it. Hold on, let me go back.
Ogbenye. Nke Ahayabu Chiga Alulum Ogu. Ọ dị otu nwata Ahayabu Chiga Alulum Ogu. Nne na nna ya hụrụ ya n'anya rinne.
Okay, so she did that audio too again. So basically she's starting to say there is a one person named Chigaloro Aya that, no, sorry, Chigaloro Mogu. Biko, kenhe ahaputara? What does that name mean?
Okay, so Ogo means fight or battle, and Elu is to fight or to fight the battle. So Chigaloro Mogu is like saying, God, you fight my battle for me.
I have a feeling that's like, I have a feeling her name is like foreshadowing this story.
Wow, I think so. But let's see, because most names like these have their own meanings. And in relation to the subject matter, of course, and the story, what they stand for in the story, their character. I think it's a foreshadowing, as you said. Yeah.
Ọ dị otu nwata aha ya bụ Chigaloro Mogu. Nne na nna ya hụrụ ya n'anya rinne. N'ihi na nwata a nwere agwa ọma.
So, nne na nna ya hụrụ ya n'anya rinne or something like that. Basically, what I got from that is that her parents, her mom and her dad, loved her a lot. N'ihi na,
yes.
Because she has agwama, like a good character.
Onerubisi.
Biko kehe oputara.
So nrubisi means obedience. So onerubisi. What do you think that would mean?
So she is the obedient.
Exactly.
Isn't there a term like when you want to say so that I'll be calm?
I don't get the question. Give me an answer. Like,
I feel like that when I heard it on a UBC, I didn't think of obedient. I thought almost of like there's a time I think I traveled to like Ghana and my mom was like, oh, biko call me ka obiro. Oh, yeah, I think she said obiro mala, and then some
BC. Obiro mala. Obiro mala. When so that my mind I will be relieved or I will be my mind will be at rest. But
okay.
Is totally something different because it means obedience.
Okay. So the term for obedience is what is again?
Nrube isi. That's like the noun form of it. We add the N to it. So it becomes nrube. Then infinitive gabo. Irube isi. That's to be obedient.
Okay.
Then is in the sentence. Ona irube. Ona irube isi.
Okay. And then onwe. Agwoma. She has good character.
Yes.
Nne na nna ya nwere ala buru ibu.
Nne na nna ya nwere ala buru ibu. Her parents, her mom and her dad have a big land.
Yes.
Ha na-akọkwa ọrụ ubi nke ọma. Otu ụbọchị, nne na nna Chigaloro Mogu wee bilie n'isi ụtụtụ.
Ha na-akọkwa something ọfụma.
Ubi. So ubi bụ so farm work bụ ubi. Term for that is also ugbo.
Okay.
So is it that you call it ugbo or ubi? So ịkọ ubi is to farm, like the action of farming, to farm. So for her to say Hana nne na nna ya na-akọ ubi nke ọma, meaning that they are good farmers. They do good farm work.
Okay.
Otu ụbọchị, nne na nna Chigaloro Mogu wee bilie n'isi ụtụtụ kwado.
Okay, so one day her parents woke up early. Otu isi, like very early in the morning.
Yes, so it is isi ototo, like the top of the
Okay. So we bilie isi ututu.
Mhm.
All right.
Si ai golu. We gwachi alolu mogu. Ka ochue mmiri. Onata mmiri osie nri n'oku.
And so then they tell Chi Galoromogu that she should go and fetch water, and then after she fetches it, she should cook.
Exactly. Well done. You're doing great.
Rienni. Tutu.
Eat.
Miri. Onata miri osie nri n'oku. Rienni. Tutu obutere ha nri nke ha n'ebe ha na-alu olu.
Okay, so that she should fetch water, she should cook and eat tutu, which I think I would say more tupu, before she brings them her own their own food to eat.
Yes.
Obute.
The same as tupu.
Okay.
Kanwata mesiri ihe nile nne ya gwara ya me. O wee buru nri nke nne ya na nna ya gaba n'ubi ọlụ.
Kanwata mesiri. Is it mesiri?
Mesiri. Or mechara. Now, remember I told you that she uses a dialect. So I think mes and mechara are same.
Okay. Kanwata mesiri or mechara. So as the child finished what her parents told her to do, she went to bring them their food?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
Ka ọ pụtara n'ụzọ, ọ hụrụ otu nwoke aha ya bụ Omenike. O wee kpọọ ya.
Did it say ka ọ pụtara n'ụzọ? Okay, so ka as she...
Yes, you're correct. Ka ọ pụtara n'ụzọ.
Okay. As she entered the road, she saw a man named something. I forget what they said.
Omenike.
Oh, Emenike.
I think it's Omenike that she said. Or Emenike. Because I know of Emenike. But I heard Omenike. So I want to know. Okay, listen again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eburu nri nke nne ya na nna ya gaba n'ubi ọlụ. Ka ọ pụtara n'ụzọ, ọ hụrụ otu nwoke aha ya bụ Omenike. O wee kpọọ.
So it's Omenike.
Okay, okay.
And then it said, call we kpọọ ya. So I guess he called her?
Exactly.
Okay.
Kpọọ ya. Nwatakịrị a wee gaa za ya n'ihi na ọ bụ nwatakịrị na-asọpụrụ okenye.
So nwatakịrị echi ma biko Juliet ke ihe ọkwụrụ.
Ya wee gaza ya n'ihi na ọ bụ nwatakịrị na-asọpụrụ okenye.
Okay, so I know sọpụrụ chi is to like respect or revere God. So I think in this case she's saying respect okenye adults.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that whole line means that I guess he called her and then she went to respond to him because she is a child who respects adults.
Yes.
Oh, Demma.
Amaghị na nwoke ahụ bụ ihe ọjọọ n'obi.
Hey. So, amaghị na nwoke bụ ihe ihe ọjọọ n'obi ọkwa ya.
Gịnị ka ọ pụta?
That ọ maghị, she didn't know, na woka, that, is it woka or woka ahụ?
Woka ahụ.
Okay, woka ahụ, that man, or the man, bụrụ ihe ọjọọ n'obi, has something bad at heart or at mind, in mind?
Yes.
Na o telarị nwoke a na-achọ ka ọ pụnara ya ala nna ya ahụ, na-achọ ihe ga-eme nne ya na nna ya.
So, Biko, Iwereiki, Iwereiki Kuwaria Ihopura. Did I say it right? Can you say again what you
said? Ikuyaria. So, Iokurubu, Naotela, she meant to say Otela, but you know, there is this suffix that she added. Otela. Mm-hmm. That means it's been long, very long. So that really suggests since. So Otela, okay, I'm choro inapu ya alanaya. Inapu. Another verb, inapu. Just like inara. Inara is to collect, but inapu is to snatch, right? So inapu is a different kind of collecting. If you want to collect something, you can humbly collect something by inara anara, but in bina anapu anapu, when you're actually snatching, that is by force.
Mm.
Inapu is what she said. Ala naya. Yeah, we can actually play it here, the other part too.
Okay, play it again.
Yes.
Okay, but so question inapu. So two questions. Otelari. That Z that she added there makes it like, instead of just Otela, like how I started off with saying it's been long, Otelari means it's been super duper long.
Very, very long. That re can be a suffix added to another kind of verb. Like when you say Obialari, like the person has come since, waiting for the visitor. Oh, the visitor has come since. Otela, or you can say Obialari. So it can be added.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then inapu, I feel like sometimes you can say, like, if a child has something, naputaya inha.
Exactly.
Take out, take away.
Take away the toy, take away that knife, take away naputaya mahu. Kinan, as you're collecting that thing from that child, you know, you're taking that from the child by force. That is inapu that I'm talking about. So the child may not want to let go of the knife, but you have to really collect it.
Okay, so saying napu instead of nara means that it's something that's you're taken away by force.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll play it back a little bit and also forward, like to a new part.
Okay.
Owe kwaya. Mwatakri awe gaza ya nihi nobu mwatakri na sopuru okenye. Amagi na nwoke ahu ihe ojo n'obi. Na otela ari nwoke a na-acho ka opunara ya ala nna ya ahu na-acho ihe ga-eme nne ya na nna ya.
It she say opuran ejimo. She speaking fast.
Out of the whistle of inapu that we know, she actually used opunara. That's punara. That's the dialect too. You see that nara that we know.
Okay.
Now added the po that's supposed to, like, that we know that should have come in apple.
Mm-hmm.
She people to come before nara. That's her own dialect. It still means the same thing, napo and ponara, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amagi na nwoke ahu bu ihe ojo n'obi. Na otela ari nwoke a na-acho ka opunara ya ala nna ya ahu na-acho ihe
ala nna ya ahu. To take away her father's land.
Yes.
Emenne na nna ya. Ose ya obi. Na otela ari nwoke a na-acho ka opunara ya ala nna ya ahu na-acho ihe ga-eme nne ya na nna ya.
Na-acho ihe ga-eme na nne ya. Like is looking for what he'll do to them.
Yes. Na-acho ihe ga-eme nne ya na nna ya.
Naya na naya. Okay.
No, there's this thing about Igbo saying when you want to say parents, you start by saying the mother first. So it should be
okay, so I switched it the other time.
This time, yes. So it should be okay. Nena.
And so did it sound weird to you hearing na first?
Yes, it did. That was why I pointed it out. That was why I said. Yeah, this is what he was saying. Yeah, so he's saying nena, nena. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Osea na ya huru na nro ka nne ya na nna ya nwuru.
So o si ya na ororo na nro ororo na nro
ohuru huru.
Okay, ohuru.
Yes.
Na nro.
Eh.
So he saw a dream?
He saw na nro in a dream.
Oh.
Ebe na ya nwuru.
Okay. So na ohuru na nro that he saw na in dream, a dream na nro. Ebe where ne na naya woro, where her parents passed away.
Yes.
Oh.
Osiya. Naya horo na nro ka nne ya na nna ya nwuru. Ewe napu ya ala nna ya n'ike.
Owe napu ya nala hey nala nna ya.
Inke.
But is he saying that he owe, like he took it away, or?
So he said, she said, ewe napuya, which means is an indefinite pronoun for to say ewe napuya.
Okay, so like someone or something.
Or no, they indefinite saying they collected or they took. So ewe napuya.
Okay, now she's saying napu.
Now she's saying napu, but the first introduction of that was Punara, which is her dialect.
Okay.
Yes.
So just to recap, Iriki kuhari ihe okwuru.
Ose ogwara ya, osiri ya na ohuru na nro ebe nne na nna ya nwuru. Ewe napu ya ala nna ya n'ike.
Okay, so he saw in a dream where her parents passed and someone or they or unknown people took away her father's land.
Yes.
Ma nwata ahụ, dịka aha ya siri dị, zara nwoke a, sị ya, chi m ga-alụlụ m ọgụ.
So, hey, I can't repeat the Igbo. I understood it, but I didn't process it enough.
Just explain what I did.
Okay. Basically that she then asked him, just as her name is, that she galunumogu, like God will fight my battles.
Yes.
Iweki kuhari ihe okuru. Okuru.
So for us to be sure, let's replay that part. Where she mentioned her name.
See ya. Na ya huru na nro ka nne ya na nna ya nwuru. Ewe napu ya ala nna ya n'ike. Na nwata ahụ, dịka aha ya siri dị, zara nwoke a, sị ya, chi m ga-alụlụ m ọgụ.
Okay. So, ma nwata a, dịka aha ya siri dị, zara ya nwoke a sị ya, chi m ga-alụrụ m ọgụ. So, that's it.
But then she said, ma nwata. Is that
yes.
And the child? Or?
And the child. Yes. And the okay. Child. Dịka aha ya siri dị, gwara nwoke ahụ sị ya, chi m ga-alụrụ m ọgụ. Chim galuru mogu is what she just responded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ka ogasiri aro ato na uma.
Ka ogasiri aro ato. Okay, mm-hmm. I think as
that's a bad. So gini aro. Let's start from that part.
Aro is the same thing as afo, which
well
is year.
Which is year, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then ka ogasiri. I don't know exactly what gasiri means, but I know that ga means to go. I don't know what the siri is adding to it. So
okay,
something
so
about.
Go ahead. Let me allow you to explain. Oh, okay. So you know in the beginning that we want to talk about Mesere. So okay, just for the sake of narration, you just note that where you say where you hear the Sere suffix added is the same thing as chara. So keme chara, keme sere, kokusere, kokuchara. That chara was finished doing something. That's a suffix added. And you know, she's speaking a dialect, so you'll be encountering some words. That is dialectical expression. So
okay. So gachara afo ato. Mm. So as 3 years passed by or went by.
Yeah. Then she said norma. Oma is more like something that it's, that topped it. More like 3 years and more.
Oh.
So oma. It's not the Oma that we know that means fine. It's talking about like what topped it. Like it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be days. We don't know. But that Oma is talking about over 3 years, not exactly 3 years. So that is what she meant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
See ya. Chim galolomogo. Ka ọ gasịrị arọ atọ na ụma, nne na nna nwata ahụ nwụrụ.
Nne na nna nwata ahụ nwụrụ. Her parents died.
N'ihi ọrịa akụm. Ala ubi ha wee tọgbọrọ n'efu.
N'ihi ọrịa, ọrịa, hey, biko.
Ọrịa akụm. How to find out what ọrịa akụm means? But is a certain kind of sickness, maybe a sickness related to people that are engaged in farm work. I don't know. But it's a particular kind of sickness. Akum. I'll find out. So, Oria.
But Oria is sickness. So,
but it's a particular, this Akum is kind of, yes.
Okay. Okay. So biko inwe ike kuharia ihe okwuru.
So si na ka ọ gasịrị afọ atọ n'ọma, nne na nna nwata nwụrụ n'ihi ọrịa akụm.
Okay. Because of n'ihi.
Instead of maka na or maka ọrịa. So they say they use n'ihi as well. So okay. N'ihi and maka. Is because
nwụrụ n'ihi ọrịa akụm. Ala ubi ha wee tọgbọrọ n'efu.
Ala ubi ha wee tọgbọrọ n'efu. Their farmland went to waste.
Yeah, not that it went to waste. It just became empty and no activity happening there. So tọgbọrọ is something that is just there, bare. Something that is barely used. It's just the land is just a bare land there.
Toboro. So,
when you don't use something and the thing is just lying around, that is toboro. Okay. So
I'll but if toboro is... need
in vain, like I guess in vain for nothing. That is what it means.
So almost so the land. Became...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the land is just there for nothing. Like, there's no activities happening. Nothing happens to the land.
Okay. So the land was just there and no activities is basically it.
Yes. You know, it was meant to be. So otoboro nefu means no more farming happening on the land.
Okay, because the parents died, but it's not that it was wasted or something.
No, it's not wasted.
Okay.
Kara anọ gasịrị. Nne na nna chiga alụrụ m ọgụ nwụsịrị. Omenike wee maba n'ala ahụ.
Okay. Kara anọ or ka anọ. So I think she's saying ka arọ or ka afọ anọ, but because of anọ, it sounds like ara.
She's following vowels there. So So when she does something, we say ara no. Seems like she's saying ara. So that's
but it's actually afor no. So 4 years. So basically, so, 4 more years went by.
Yes.
And then Omenike has reared his head.
Yes. Well, Mamba na la. Mamba is different from Banye. So when you Mamba into something, you actually stormed into the place. Different from Banye, which is typically entering. So that Mamba is. There is something about Igbo expression that the way it is said would give you a picture of what the action is actually. So Imadanala is Mabanye or Mabana Alahon. The way she said it means the man stormed the land or maybe forcefully entered the land. So she had said Banye. That would give us the idea that he just entered. But Maba is giving us a picture of somebody forcefully entering the land and trying to farm on it.
Is it possible to use that if you're saying like you and your friends went to a club, like Muna Ndiyeni Mabam Club?
I don't know. In that context, it wasn't something that you're doing to have fun. You get? So I'm not sure that Mabam sits well with the club context, because you're there to have fun and not to fight. You're not there to make trouble. So that is the where the Maba may even sit right, to make trouble, to fight, to forcefully enter a place. So
okay,
but your time, you know, I think there is a particular word or slang expression for it, which I think Fino and Flavor normally use, but I'll figure out what it is. I can't remember. That's okay. The term.
The reason why I'm thinking about it is because in English you can say like, oh, we mobbed in, or like mob.
okay. I'm gonna be the same with the Igbo expression.
Okay.
Nena na.
Oh, and then Mosere is to die completely.
Yeah, Mochara, yes. No, finish when they finish dying, or not finish dying, after they die. Because that chara or Siri used may not exactly mean finish doing something or after. When you say after, after you finished eating, that's the weary charanri. So in this case now, Moserim is after they died.
Okay.
So that's Moserim.
Okay.
Ara anoga sere. Nne na nna chi ga lulu mo ogun wosere. Omenike we maba na ala ahu. Anna nwata ahu nwuru n'ihi ori akum. Kara no gasir. Nena na chigalulu mo ogun wosiri. Omenike we maba na ala ahu. Ka oko ya ihe.
Ka oko ya ihe. Basically so he can start farming.
Yes, yes.
Ma omeghi ka nwata ahu mara.
Ma omeghi ka nwata ahu mara. That ma, is it and again or but or?
It's, what do you think it is in this context?
Ma, but?
But, yes. That is it. Okay. You know, ma, so many it's purposes. So it's but in this case.
Okay. Ma omeyi ka wata humara. But he didn't do so that the child would know, so that basically... He didn't let the child know.
Yes.
Ooh, hold on. She just went in.
Ma omerika nwata ahu mara. O dikwanu onye bu onye okenye ogwara ihe gbasara ala ahu tutu ogabe iko ihe na.
It's hard for me to pick the Igbo words that she said, but I think she said that he didn't even tell any adults before he started.
Yes, ọ dịkwa onye okenye ọ gwara tupu ọ kọọ ihe n'ala.
Okay, so again, there isn't any adults he even told before he started farming.
Yes.
Ebe onye okenye ọ gwara ihe gbasara ala ahụ tutu ọ gaba ịkọ ihe na ya. Ma otu ụbọchị, Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ hụrụ na asụọla ala nna ya.
Okay, I got otu ụbọchị. One day, Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ. She saw something.
Asụọla. So, ịsụ ala is to clear a land. Ịsụ ahịhịa to clear a land by cutting a grass. So, ịsụ ala is to cut the grass on the land, to clear the grasses, like to clear the land.
Okay.
Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ hụrụ na asụọla ala nna ya na-amaghị onye sụrụ ya.
And then she didn't know na-amaghị onye sụrụ ya. She didn't know who cleared it.
Yes.
Ole kata ala ahụ. Obi wee jọọ ya njọ, ya amalite.
I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me play a little bit back and play it through.
Ole kata ala ahụ. Obi wee jọọ ya njọ, ya amalite. Wee tie.
I don't know. Oleka. I'm not following that part.
Oleka is gotten from ile anya, but she did not add anya to it. So she just added the suffix. Yes. She just added a suffix. Kata. Olekata. That is, she kept on looking at the land. So when you keep on doing something, like if you're continuously doing something, or yeah, in this case, lekata anya fixated on land. So it means obyakata, if you keep coming, ogakata, if you keep going, orikata nri, when he keeps eating. So that kata is a suffix added to mean an action that you keep doing. You get okay. So that is best said olekata alanna ya.
Okay.
Ọ dịghịkwanụ onye bụ onye okenye ọ gwara ihe gbasara ala ahụ tutu ọ gaba ịkọ ihe na ya. Ma otu ụbọchị, Chiga alụlụ m ọgụ hụrụ na asụọla ala nna ya na-amaghị onye sụrụ ya. Ole kata ala ahụ, obi wee jọọ ya njọ, ya amalite.
Obi wee jọọ ya njọ. Her heart was angry or sad?
Sad.
Kata ala ahụ. Obi wee jọọ ya njọ, ya amalite. Wee tie. Unu ga na-ekwere m tụrụba tụba. Amalite tie. Ala nna m, ala nna m, tụrụba tụba. Ala nna m, tụrụba tụba. Asụ asụ, tụrụba tụba. Ilulu opue. Tụrụba tụba, asụ gị asụ. Tụrụba tụba, ilulu opue. Tụrụba tụba, ala nna m, tụrụba tụba. Ala nna m, tụrụba tụba. Akwa arịrị a.
Hey.
So that Toruba Tuba is not, doesn't have any meaning, it's just a chorus.
Yeah, and I think she said that we should it's basically that call and response you mentioned.
Yes. So she was saying Alan Namo, my father's land, you know, Alan Namo.
And then we're supposed to say Toruba Toruba.
Like that. She's just singing because of the land. It's a song. Most of these responses, they don't have meaning. It's just responses.
But so what were all the things that she said in the song? Like, Alan Namo is my father's land. And then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, Aswa Aswa. Remember I told you that what Iswala means. So Aswa Aswa is... You clear the land, ilulo, a poor. So ilulo is weed. You know this weed. So even if you clear the land, the weed will grow. Aso, if you don't clear the land, the weed will also grow. Oh. That's what she's singing. Aso ilulo e poor. Aso ilulo e poor. Alan namo. So that is what
But that pool, is it to come out?
Yeah, to sprout, to come out.
To sprout.
Growing.
To plant. Grow. Because I was thinking almost like come out, like leave, not grow out.
No, that one is pool with the O sound. But this one is pool with the O sound. So
okay.
You can say Oromani pool na lanam. So the orange is growing. My father's land. So the pool is different from pool.
Okay. But so you said ilulo is weed.
Mm-hmm. Ilulo.
Okay. Ilulo.
And so on that note, we will just pause right there. Listen to part two to complete this folktale, as well as journey with us as we learn more and more about how this story unfolds and practice and learn the Igbo language. And so in proper Igbo podcast fashion, Ebo otu ihe nkwuru, ihe ọzọ kwukwa n'akụkụ ya. Till next time, kọdịwa.